The Kid Can Dance. Written by Pip. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Mo Dao Zhu Shi. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Song Lan, Zhao Xingchen, Xue Yang. Also tagged for plot, what plot, porn without plot, anal fingering, anal sex, anal fisting, established relationship, crying, multiple orgasms, subspace, butt plugs, aftercare, mean dom Xiao Xingchen, semi-public sex, the inherent homoeroticism of laundry day, praise kink, begging, overstimulation, facials, and oral sex. Part 2 of the Some Things Stick series. Recorded for Kinktober 2025.
Some things stick like spin effects, gum like ants on honey, like money on stuff.
It always seems like such a good idea when Xue Yang starts something. Just a little teasing, he always thinks. And then he remembers that Zhao Xingchen is evil and not to be trusted, and that anything that happens is something that he's allowed for a reason. Because he's a bastard. The worst. So Xue Yang's in the laundromat, in his littlest tiny gym shorts, with Song Lan's most himbo tank top mostly falling off of his shoulders. No problem, all good, it's fine. The last rinse cycle starts, and Xue Yang's breath stutters in his chest, making him swallow fitfully around the lollipop in his mouth. And he thinks, maybe, it's not fine after all.
You look cute, Zhao Xingchen says, rubbing his thumb high up on Xue Yang's thigh.
Xingchen, he mumbles, catching his lollipop on the backside of his teeth. He shifts a little, bare thighs sticking to the warm metal of the washer, and Zhao Xingchen mouths another lazy, smearing kiss along his jawline.
Something wrong, Ah Yang?
Xue Yang strangles a noise, toes curling in his sneakers.
I hate you. You're so fucking mean.
Shh, Xingchen reminds him soothingly, petting down the outsides of his thighs.
Someone will hear you.
Xue Yang says stupidly and curls his tongue around the stick of his lollipop.
Oh, you're easy,
Xingchen says fondly, patting Xue Yang's thigh hard enough to almost be a smack. Zhao Xingchen likes hitting more than anyone Xue Yang's ever met. He makes casual acquaintanceship a full contact sport.
Is it big in you?
He's talking about the plug holding Xue Yang open. It's not, really. Not compared to Song Lan's dick. But it's really very fucking present. And Xue Yang's been on the edge for maybe a million years? Probably since Zhao Xingchen had fucked the plug into him, smiling the whole time. Maybe since he'd woken up that morning with Zhao Xingchen and Song Lan kissing over his head. Xue Yang says, but it comes out as a whimper, so he's not convincing anyone.
It's fine. Easy. He shudders at the vibration of the washer between his thighs, stomach going tight and wanting.
Mmm,
Xingqin says knowingly, thumbs petting the tender insides of Xueyang's knees. We'll get you something bigger then. Wouldn't you like that? Being all spread for us all the time. Xueyang opens his mouth to deny it and immediately has to close it again so he doesn't choke on his own spit and a moan at the same time. He wants to come so bad. He hates Xiao Xingchen so much. He wants to kill him. The washer shudders to a halt and Xueyang can finally get his breath back, hips twitching fitfully back and forth to rock the plug where it sits inside him.
Stay there,
Xiao Xingchen says, smiling like Xueyang has any ability or intention to move without coming all over his stupid self. He moves around the empty laundromat like he owns the place. Xiao Xingchen always moves like he has a deed in his name, like every single room has a plaque in his honor. He knows exactly how much of a presence he has. It's agonizingly hot. Xueyang wants to kick his needs out and ride him stupid. Fuck, he wants to come. Xueyang tosses the separated laundry into a few dryers, slides his card for credit, and then turns back to watch Xueyang, who's trying not to fidget too obviously. He pops Xueyang's lollipop out of his mouth to trade strawberry sweet kisses, and then shoves it back in before Xueyang can do much more than try to slip him some tongue. I hate you, Xueyang hisses, and Xiao Xingchen laughs like he knows it's a lie. Xueyang could seriously kill him with his bare hands. He lets himself get a little distracted by the thought of it, choking Xiao Xingchen until his eyes go a little blurry, and then just fucking sitting on his dick. Xueyang is so horny, he's losing his mind. Which means he lets out a startled squawk when Xingchen just lifts him off the washer by the thighs and hauls him over to drop him on top of the dryer instead. Xueyang drops his face into Xiao Xingchen's shoulder with a helpless whine, which he will absolutely deny if anyone ever asks, and shoves his hips desperately back into the weaker vibration of the machine.
You're precious,
Xiao Xingchen tells him indulgently, smoothing his hands up the line of Xueyang's ribs. His sides are naked because Sunglan's tank top basically has sleeve holes where the tank top is meant to be, and Xueyang thinks it's funny and sexy and wishes Sunglan would maybe wear it more.
You could come just from this, couldn't you?
No, he can't, Xueyang wants to argue, because if he could, he certainly already would have. But Xiao Xingchen sort of talks about things like he doesn't give a shit whether they're possible or not, which is terrifying. Incredible. Fuck, maybe he can come from this.
Talk to me,
Xueyang gasps, and tries to pull Xiao Xingchen closer with his heels at the small of his back.
Fuck, tell me, tell me.
Xiao Xingchen hums a contemplative noise, as if he has to actually choose whether it's more worthwhile to talk Xueyang off or do something else, like maybe blow the dust off the old pinball machine in the corner. Xueyang is going to bite his throat out and leave him bleeding. He hates him so much. Xiao Xingchen laces his fingers together at the small of Xueyang's back and gathers him close, rubbing his thumbs into the divots to either side of his spine.
The woman at the counter is watching us, he murmurs into Xueyang's ear. She's stopped reading her magazine. She wants to ask a question, but won't.
Xueyang traps a whimper behind the ball gag encouragement of his lollipop, candy spit pooling on his tongue. He doesn't care about being watched, not really. He let Sunglan fuck him in the locker room, on the gym floor, anywhere. He let Xiao Xingchen shove him full of fingers on a city bus if that's what he wants. He doesn't have any shame. Fuck, he wants to get off.
You think you're being quiet,
Xiao Xingchen continues, his tone so even. Fuck. Fuck him.
But you're not. You're whining like a puppy. It's cute. The way you shiver is cute, too, all down your thighs. What are you thinking of?
Xueyang has to swallow twice before he can tuck his candy into his cheek and gasp.
You, just you. Liar.
Zhao Xingchen laughs, long fingers rubbing a slow circle into the waistband of Xueyang's shorts. It makes them ride even higher up his thighs. You're thinking of Zichen too, aren't you? He hadn't been, really, but now he is. Song Lan, who doesn't like going to public laundromats, who'd waved them off with a vague promise to pick up dinner, who hadn't been wearing a shirt when they'd left because laundry day, fuck, sure, he'll think of whoever the fuck Xingchen wants him to think of. Xueyang slides a little closer to the edge of the dryer, trying to angle the plug a little better against the vibration. It buzzes in him like it's actually a vibrator and his eyes cross, stomach twisting up. Fuck, fuck, make me come. I can come, let me. If you can come like this, Zhao Xingchen says, scraping his nails down Xueyang's thighs hard enough to raise welts. We'll give you a reward when we get home. Xueyang has no idea how much time he has left on the dry cycle. Probably not long. His lollipop's melted entirely at this point, and he's just chewing on the stick to try and keep quiet. Touch me, he whispers. He can lower himself enough to beg. He wants a fucking orgasm. No. Zhao Xingchen smiles and kisses each of his cheeks. I hate you. He really, really does. He rocks slowly against the edge of the dryer, trying to keep the rhythm slow enough that the attendant at the counter doesn't... She's still watching, Zhao Xingchen says idly, and laughs when it makes Xueyang's spine go straight. He squeezes around the plug hard enough to knock it directly into his prostate, and Zhao Xingchen laughs again at the noise Xueyang makes. You're so easy for it. You don't even need a reward to come, huh? Too impatient to wait until we're in private. You'd let me make you come anywhere. Xueyang nods fitfully against Zhao Xingchen's throat, grinding in a needy little circle that makes his cock jerk against the inside of his shorts. It's not enough. It's not... I wonder what Zichen will give you when we get home, Zhao Xingchen ponders, pressing his thumbs into the soft give beside Xueyang's hip bones hard enough to bruise. His fingers, do you think? His cock? His whole hand opening you up so wide you can taste it? Xueyang bites the muscle of Zhao Xingchen's neck and comes like it's being yanked out of him, so intense it's not even pleasure anymore, hot and cold down his spine. The dryer doesn't stop even when he gets oversensitive, and Zhao Xingchen doesn't seem to have any interest in letting him slide off either. He shoves him harder into the vibrating metal, holds him there until Xueyang has to bite the collar of Xingchen's t-shirt to muffle the high animal whines he can't trap behind his teeth. Can't, he muffles, straining to get away from the vibration up against his prostate. It doesn't feel good, even in a too much way. It just feels achy and strange, like nausea, like getting his balls twisted. I can't, it hurts. I don't care, Zhao Xingchen says, sweet, and holds Xueyang when he shudders, mindless. He's not trying to work Xueyang up into another orgasm, more like he never lets the first really end, even when it should be over, even when it's just torture to have anything rubbing his prostate and holding him open and making him drip into his ruined pants. When Zhao Xingchen finally lets him down, Xueyang feels emptied out, and his legs might as well be made of water for how well they support him. He sinks into a crouch that takes most of the pressure off his prostate and heaves for breath, supporting himself with one hand on the floor. He's hidden this way, from the front door and the counter where the attendant is standing. He thinks about sucking Zhao Xingchen's cock, thinks about how good he could make it. Xingchen pets a fond thumb over his eyebrow and slaps his cheek. The kind that just hurts instead of being noisy. Like he thinks they're still being subtle. And then wanders away to unload all the laundry while Xueyang's still trying to figure out where his brain is. He's all static inside. He's only barely aware of Zhao Xingchen bundling him up and calling a polite farewell to the attendant. He doesn't remember any of actually getting into the car, though it definitely has to happen, because he's extremely aware when going over a speed bump knocks the plug back against his prostate and makes a dizzying jolt of something. Something? good? He can't... He doesn't know. Sizzle up his spine. Guga, Xueyang says, rolling his head to the side to watch Zhao Xingchen drive. Zhao Xingchen tightens his fingers on the steering wheel, but he sounds entirely unaffected when he says, "Yes, Sayang? You should... Let me suck you off. I could... It'd be good. I'd make it good." "I'm sure you would," Xingchen says, soothing. And Xueyang frowns. It feels like a challenge, somehow. He slides his hand up Zhao Xingchen's thigh and whines when Xingchen catches it before he can touch his zipper. "Not now, Ayang." "Please?" he says in his best begging voice. It's pretty good. He knows it is. "Please let me. I want to." "Not yet. You were such a good boy. You deserve your surprise." Xueyang blinks vaguely out the window over Xingchen's shoulder. He'd sort of forgotten. "All right." The praise sinks under his skin, makes him feel warm and sweet. He almost never wants to be sweet. Sometimes Xingchen just drags it out of him. Zhao Xingchen smiles and reaches over to stroke a fond hand over Xueyang's hair, though he doesn't turn his eyes from the road. "We'll get home soon." Xueyang says, and tries to find a position that doesn't shove the plug so deep it makes him feel sick. It's basically impossible. He's so fucking oversensitive, and the vibration of the car doesn't help. His pants are so sticky he wants to take them off. But he knows that's not going to be acceptable. "Wish you'd come in me, plugged me up like that, so I couldn't leak." "Your mouth," Zhao Xingchen says on a sigh, like he doesn't say the filthiest shit in the world. Xueyang wheezes out a giggle and tips his head back against the headrest. He zones out for the rest of the ride, jolting when they hit bumps, helpless and too warm in his skin. Zhao Xingchen abandons the laundry in the car to bundle Xueyang inside, basically holding him up when his knees don't support him much further than the front step. He presses him up against the inside of the front door to kiss him until his mouth feels bruised and tender, until he's stolen the flavor of strawberry entirely off Xueyang's tongue. Xueyang sways after him when he pulls away, reaching for him with helpless, hazy hands. "Xichen?" Zhao Xingchen calls, holding Xueyang up with a hand on his waist. "What?" Zonglan peers around the corner that leads to the kitchen, takes in the sight of them and says, "Ah, you've turned him into noodles." "Yes," Zhao Xingchen says indulgently, and rubs his thumb into the hollow beneath Xueyang's ribcage at the confused noise he makes. "Come take him. He wants you."
"Does he?"
Zonglan says, and takes over for Zhao Xingchen in the duty of supporting Xueyang's wobbly legs. "Mm-hmm." Zhao Xingchen kisses him hello, then fondly pats his ass.
"He wants your hand inside him."
Zonglan blinks twice, eyes going dark and hot.
"Does he?"
"Please," Xueyang blurts, though he barely knows what he's begging for. He's sort of not adrift, really. He's present, just underwater. He feels so good, it's almost bad. "Please, Guga."
"Fuck, you're pretty,"
Zonglan says, and scoops him up. He tucks his fingers into the hem of Xueyang's little shorts, petting over the curve of his ass until Xueyang squirms hard enough that Zonglan deposits him on the living room floor to kiss him instead. He grabs big, greedy palmfuls of Xueyang's ass, spreads him open until it stings his tailbone, and kisses the vague whine out of Xueyang's mouth. "Please," Xueyang says, which is about the only word he actually remembers, and Zonglan rolls his eyes and smacks his ass.
"Creative," he congratulates him,
but goes a little softer when Xueyang's eyebrows crumple together in a confused little frown.
"Oh, you're already down, aren't you, sweetheart?"
He is. He really is. He rocks his hips up towards Zonglan, hopefully, tilts them so Zonglan will take the hint and get the plug the fuck out of him. He doesn't, of course, get the plug the fuck out of him. He drops a friendly kiss to Xueyang's belly over his shirt and peels his shorts off. Slow. Songlan moves so slow.
You're beautiful, you know that?
He does, obviously. Xueyang looks great. He even remembers sometimes.
Songlan rubs his thumb around where the plug's holding Xueyang open, the weak flutter of his hole around the narrow stem of it.
Xueyang whines when Songlan rocks the plug into him a few times, hips twitching up restlessly.
Hurts, he complains, and Songlan hums a vague noise of agreement.
Too much, Songlan guesses. Xueyang jerks a nod.
Fuck.
The words slip away from him when Songlan pulls the plug out just far enough that Xueyang's held open on the widest part of it, and then lets the grip of Xueyang's hole pull it back inside.
Ah, fucking washing machine, fuck!
Songlan says, and slides the plug out just enough to watch Xueyang's hole stretch around it again.
You're dripping wet.
Xueyang is. He can feel the lube on his thighs, slippery and messy.
You want your hand in me?
Songlan's hand goes tight enough around his hip to bruise, which makes Xueyang clench up again. Songlan's other hand holds the plug steady, instead of letting it slide back inside. So Xueyang clenches hard around the wide bulb of it until it aches.
Yeah. Songlan says after a long moment. Yeah, that's fucking hot. You want that?
Mm-hmm. Xueyang can't help how lazy he sounds, idly rolling his hips up.
Want you to make me take it.
You're gonna cry, Songlan tells him, dropping his hand flat on Xueyang's belly. It's big looking at it like that.
You gonna make me?
Sure, but you'd do it anyway. Xueyang bares his teeth and spreads his thighs further, gives Songlan better access to his body.
I don't think you can prove it.
Songlan rolls his eyes so hard his head moves.
You cry when I get my dick in you all the way.
He rubs his thumb beneath the little swell of Xueyang's belly.
You cry and say, Guga, no, it hurts. You're too deep. You're gonna kill me.
Xueyang flushes and kicks at him, which just makes Songlan laugh faintly. He looks so fucking handsome when he laughs.
Shut the fuck up. Are you putting your hand in me or not?
Sure, since you're begging.
Who the fuck is begging?
Xiaoxing Chen interrupts before Xueyang can keep escalating into a fight, dropping to his knees beside them to arrange a towel beneath Xueyang's hips and lube by Songlan.
Good idea, bringing him up, he says to Songlan,
and Xueyang blinks.
Ayang, can you listen to me for a moment?
Fuck off, I'm a great listener. He realizes, vaguely, that he's definitely been played. He hates them so much, he wishes someone would kiss him again.
You are, you're wonderful. I need you to tell us if you need to slow down. Ayang, can you do that for us? We need to know if you need to go slow or stop for any reason. No shame at all right?
Xueyang, who's never tapped out in his entire life and takes pride in that fact, who has had people spit in his face and bend his fingers back so hard they're sprained, blinks slowly.
Sure, he says, not even trying to keep the vague spitefulness out of his tone.
Xiaoxing Chen wraps a hand around his jaw, fingers pressing into his cheeks so hard they ache, and shakes him a little bit. Xueyang wheezes, a startled gasp at the whiplash, hips jerking up, hopefully.
Xueyang,
Xiaoxing Chen says, and he sounds so serious that Xueyang's entire self sort of sits up like a dog.
You will either tell us if it is too much, and you will be honest, or we will put you in a bath and put you to bed. Am I understood?
Xueyang wants, desperately, to kiss him, to kneel for him, to suck him off, to cut him open and crawl inside so he can live in the hollow of his ribcage. He wants.
Yes, he says, helpless, and then, sorry, yes, I'm sorry, I understand. Good boy,
Songlon says, warm as he ever gets, and eases the plug out of him.
Beautiful. That's so good. You're being so sweet for us.
It feels strange to be empty after so long, twitchy and unbalanced, and the praise pings somewhere in Xueyang's dumb hindbrain. But Xiaoxing Chen shushes him and strokes the hollows of his jaw when Xueyang whines.
Songlon hooks two fingers into him to start, and it's easy. He's wet and open from the plug, loose from an orgasm.
More, Xueyang says, demanding, and Songlon makes a noise of agreement and gives him another two fingers at once. The plug hadn't been that big. That stings, but it's nothing he hasn't taken before, and Songlon's being gentle and generous with the slick. It feels good in a strangely uncomplicated way. Usually, pleasure with Songlon is tangled up a little bit with violence, with too dry or too fast or so overstimulated that Xueyang can't even get his head on straight. It's been long enough that he's not too oversensitive now, though, and Songlon's being achingly gentle as he fucks his fingers into Xueyang, twisting his hand to encourage him open.
Deeper, Xiaoxing Chen says,
and trails his fingers down Xueyang's throat to his collarbone, hooking into the divot.
Give him more, Zichen. He can take it.
Songlon gives Xiaoxing Chen a look over Xueyang's head that makes Xiaoxing Chen laugh, but he presses in deeper. It's a real stretch now, the breadth of his knuckles pressing into him. And it's an achy sort of too much that makes Xueyang feel shivery and small.
Ow,
he says, testing, and Songlon eyes him.
Good, he asks,
and Songlon nods, chewing his bottom lip.
Good.
He fucks Xueyang like that, slow and thorough, until it doesn't even ache when his knuckles slide in and out of him, until he's just open, like that. Xueyang feels, it's weird, just feeling loose, like all the tension's been fucked out of him.
You're doing an amazing job, sweetheart. Better than anything I've ever seen,
Xingqin tells him, and Xueyang moans and tightens up around Songlon's fingers, wheezes out a pathetic noise when that grinds up against his prostate.
He likes that,
Songlon says, and Xiaoxingqin smiles.
I know he does.
Xueyang's cock twitches against his belly, and he arches a little bit, shifting to make himself more accessible.
Other hand, Zichen,
Xiaoxingqin says, and Songlon makes a noise of agreement and pulls back, until he's got three of his fingers hooked in Xueyang instead of half his whole hand. Xueyang makes a confused little noise, high in his throat, and Xiaoxingqin grins at him, mouths, wait. Xueyang doesn't understand until Songlon, with his other hand, And then Xueyang has six fingers inside him, three from either hand, and he's trying to squeeze his thighs shut, helpless and bewildered. His cock drools onto his belly, but he can barely even think about his cock. He's so full. Ow, he says again, higher, but it doesn't hurt. It's not actually bigger than what Songlon's already given him. But it's still more. It's more fingers than Xueyang's ever had in him in his life.
I'm gonna come.
He doesn't even know why he says it, because he doesn't feel that close. But suddenly he is seriously going to come, and he has no idea why or from what or how to stop himself.
I don't care, Songlon says,
fucking pulling him open on his fingers, spreading him like that.
Come if you want, but I'm not gonna stop.
Xueyang twists with a cry, and Xiaoxing Chen holds him down by the shoulders, keeps himself from yanking Songlon's fingers out of himself by mistake, maybe? I'm gonna, he mumbles, barely even knows what he's saying anymore. Fuck, it's a lot. It's so much. Songlon hums a noise of agreement and presses a fourth finger in on one hand, and Xueyang he's... Xiaoxing Chen taps him hard on the face, and Xueyang blinks up at him through the tears that have gathered on his eyelashes. He leans down to kiss Xueyang's gasping wet mouth and pets over his shivering belly, rubbing a thumb soothingly just below Xueyang's navel.
Open up for us, sweetheart. There you are. Just like that. You're such a good boy. There you are.
Xueyang is so fucking present. He thinks he might be dying. He feels like he's being cored out, like he's being remade, like he's tipped into an orgasm and hasn't stopped. He sobs and scrabbles for Xiaoxingchen's hands because if he doesn't hold on to something, he's going to get lost and never find himself again.
I'm gonna, Songlan says, and Xueyang's empty again, clenching fitfully around nothing.
He ekes out a tiny noise of protest, and Xiaoxingchen bends to kiss all over his face as he cries, across the corners of his teary eyes and the bridge of his nose and the moo of his mouth. Xueyang clutches at his hand so hard it must ache, but Xiaoxingchen just squeezes back. And then Songlan's pushing into him with all his fingers, and it starts small, sort of, but then it's his knuckles, and he forces Xueyang to take it, and Xueyang writhes away to try and escape the relentless pressure, the sharp, tight squeeze. It hurts, it's...
You can take it, Xiaoxingchen tells him, sweet but inexorable.
And Xueyang sobs and goes limp, and Songlan's hand slides inside him, and his hole closes around Songlan's wrist, and Xueyang isn't sure if he's coming or dying or...
Fuck.
Songlan grunts out and shifts his hand just the tiniest, smallest bit. Xueyang makes a high, sharp noise and arches away, except that's just better, and better is worse, and he has no idea which way is up, but he thinks he's coming. He has no fucking idea. Shh, Xiaoxingchen hushes him, rubbing his thumb across Xueyang's bottom lip. Xueyang opens up, and Xiaoxingchen presses his thumbprint into Xueyang's tongue, like he's stamping him with a seal of ownership. Xueyang's thighs go tight, release, tight.
Look, Songlan says, and shifts his hand deeper, and Xueyang whimpers a helpless noise.
He can't look at anything. He's blind. He's dying.
Oh, fuck.
Xiaoxingchen says, so mildly it's almost funny, and puts his hand low on Xueyang's belly.
Do it again.
Songlan does, and it's... Xueyang pries his eyes open and watches the faint swell of his body where it's making room, where Songlan is rearranging him, and it's like, he's going to... I'm gonna... I wanna... He gasps around Xiaoxingchen's thumb and shudders all over. He doesn't even know where he's trying to take the sentence. Come, except he doesn't think he can. Die, except he thinks he already has.
Like this,
Xiaoxingchen agrees, and shifts his hand down to frame Xueyang's cock between his fingers.
What do you need, sweetheart? Anything you need.
Fuck me, Xueyang says, helpless. Songlan snorts and murmurs.
Really doesn't do things by halves.
Xueyang has no idea what to say to clarify. He's made of static, except he's never felt so much like a resident in his body in his life. He is so intimately connected to his own sinew. He can feel all his atoms at the same time.
Your mouth, sweetheart?
Xueyang nods and drops his mouth open, looks up at Xiaoxingchen through his wet, clumped eyelashes.
Oh, fuck, you're beautiful.
Xiaoxingchen says, like it's a simple fact of nature. Xueyang is incandescent. He's alight. Xiaoxingchen holds his mouth open further with a hand on his chin to keep his teeth away and presses into his throat until he's choking, until he's so full there's no space anywhere inside him and all he is a creature made to take and take and... Songlan twists his hand inside him, and Xueyang arches like a live wire, legs kicking out and comes across his belly, with Xiaoxingchen still buried in his throat. Xueyang is choking, he's running out of air, he's dying, he's gonna come again. He feels, insanely, that Songlan can touch Xiaoxingchen from inside him. He strangles out a noise, and Xiaoxingchen pulls out enough to let him get a breath, helpless and sobbing, to let him say, desperately, too much, it's too much, I can't, please, I can't.
Do you want him out, Aiyang? Is that...
Xueyang shakes his head fitfully because he doesn't know. He doesn't know anything. He's, please, wanna come again, he says, tears sliding hot down his temples and into his hair. Please.
Okay, Sung-lan says, soft, and shifts his hand again. He doesn't move much, but it's so big. It's so much. It's a hand inside him, fucking him full.
Xiaoxing Chen curls his free hand around Xueyang's cock, and Xueyang about shrieks, scrabbling for Xiaoxing Chen's shoulders with the hand that isn't occupied, clutching Xiaoxing Chen's in a stranglehold.
Xueyang comes again that way, weak and helpless, fucked out of him by the rub of Songlong's knuckles against his prostate, and it fucking aches. He starts crying in earnest, broken open, and Xiaoxing Chen says, "Oh, beautiful." Like it's the prettiest thing he's ever seen.
Sung-lan eases his hand out, and Xiaoxing Chen thumbs Xueyang's mouth open at the same time, fucks into his throat hard enough to make him gag immediately, throat spasming around the head of his cock.
"Let me fuck you,"
Sung-lan says, and Xueyang strangles out a noise of assent that gets muffled helplessly around Xiaoxing Chen's cock. He hopes that Sung-lan understands, because he's so empty that his stomach hurts. He needs... Sung-lan presses into him, and it burns. But it's not tight. He's not tight around Sung-lan's cock at all. He tries to clench, and his body says, "No, I can't." His muscles are like water. Lets him fuck him like he's a toy, and it's so fucking good that he doesn't even care if he comes again. He just wants to live like this.
Xiaoxing Chen jerks back out of Xueyang's mouth to come on his face, striping across his hot cheek and his eyelashes and his lips. He rubs the head of his cock against Xueyang's tongue as he shudders through his aftershocks, keeping Xueyang's mouth pried open with his thumb to keep him from swallowing.
Sung-lan fucks him like a machine, and it starts to ache so much that Xueyang starts crying in big, heaving sobs that nearly make him gag, shuddering and helpless with it.
"On his face," Xiaoxing Chen says, and Sung-lan groans deep in his chest and pulls out, kneels up over Xueyang's face and jacks himself off frantically over Xueyang's panting open mouth. They kiss over his head as Sung-lan comes, and Xueyang's so hot for it, he feels a sympathy pang through his belly that feels like another orgasm. It's suddenly so quiet that it's like there's cotton in Xueyang's ears.
Xiaoxing Chen's thumb slips from his mouth, and he swallows. Finally. A tear streaks down his cheek, followed by another.
Xiaoxing Chen bends and kisses his hairline, sweet and lingering, and leans to grab a washcloth from the pile, damp and cool from sitting out for so long in the chill of the room. He swipes cum off Xueyang's cheeks, out of his eyelashes, so he can blink dazedly up at them both.
"Beautiful," Xiaoxing Chen says, rubbing a thumb beneath Xueyang's eye to catch a tear.
"Our beautiful boy." He feels broken apart. He feels open and empty and strange. He feels like too much and too little, like he doesn't know how to fit into his skin anymore without Sung-lan's hand inside him.
"I'm cold," he rasps, even though he's not really. It's not cold, exactly, but it's something like it.
He's shivering, he realizes distantly.
"Let us finish cleaning you up," Sung-lan says. He's so gentle between Xueyang's legs, but it still makes him flinch, full-bodied.
"Do you want a bath?"
Xueyang shakes his head fretfully, drawing his knees up so he can be as small as possible. His breath hiccups in his chest, and he feels tiny, minuscule, like he barely exists at all.
Sung-lan makes a noise and bundles him into his lap, wrapping him up in both arms and, "Oh, actually, that's significantly better."
Xueyang blinks blankly at Xiaoxing Chen, who's unwrapping a candy with a concentration he usually reserves for ignoring Sung-lan when he's forgotten to do the dishes, and absently opens his mouth when Jingchen taps his chin. He lets the rice paper wrapper melt on his tongue and sucks the hard vanilla candy until it starts going pliable,
dropping his head back onto Sunglan's collarbone and tucking himself more tidily into his lap. He doesn't feel cold anymore, though he does ache fiercely just about everywhere. He feels like he's actually done an ab workout.
"Are you all right?"
Zhao Xingchen asks him, in the middle of unwrapping another candy. Zhuyang tucks the current one into his cheek while he considers.
"I'm not sure," he says slowly, "that I'm not dead."
"You're not dead."
Songlan's voice vibrates in his chest, which is really sexy. Zhuyang absently traces his tattoos with one hand just to see him tremble.
"You're fine. You're amazing."
"I am amazing," Zhuyang agrees. "Holy shit. What the fuck? I'm the best." He can almost hear Songlan rolling his eyes, which is very satisfying. Zhuyang opens his mouth for the other candy, even though he hasn't finished the first yet. The sticky, taffy texture makes the rice paper on the new one melt weird. He almost regrets his hubris, except Xiao Xingchen lets him lick his fingertips.
"You're the best," Xingchen agrees, and kisses vanilla off his tongue.
The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for either myself or for the author, you can feel free to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, you can do so on the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found the podfic in the first place. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, the place to do that is on the text post, which is linked from the podfic post. Thanks for listening.